had a bit of a disappointing arrival at the allotment today. Found that the protective cover I put over my newly planted out brassicas and spinach had fallen down, and I've lost probably 2/3 of the crops I planted out. Some of them definitely have been munched by slugs and snails, but the rest of them kind of didn't really benefit from being covered by heavy netting. So that's a bit upsetting, but fortunately we planted a lot of seedlings, so hopefully there'll be a second lot that I can put in, and I'll sow some more as well, just so that I can just bring that crop on. It'll all be much faster now anyway. It's the weather's turned to this lovely almost April weather. Showers followed by sun followed by showers, which is really nice. Dog's a bit bored on the allotment. We were only supposed to be popping in, but turned into a bit more of a job rescuing the plants and the bed. Things are really benefiting from the rain. The potatoes are pushing on with real growth now. Same with the broad beans, actually. They look really, really good. And the pond is all nice and topped up. And there's still a bunch of now much reduced numbers of fat tadpoles. I'm just looking to see if there's any sign of any with legs. Oh, they're all keeping a low profile this morning. Can't really tell. The spring flowers are going over. Tulips are looking a bit tired now, but some beautiful white tulips that have just come out. Really lovely in the sunshine. I've also discovered that I've accidentally planted some woad. Well, not accidentally, I did intend to plant some woad, and then I had a mystery plant that I had no idea what it was. It turns out that it's woad. It's flowering like crazy. It smells, so it's a brassica, which I also didn't know, and it's got yellow flowers on it, just like you see in the fields of rape, and it's got a very similar smell. But the wildlife, well, the bees and the hoverflies and the anything that likes anything is actually covered with it, particularly some little tiny almost like gnat-like flies obviously feeding on it. Anyway, it's in totally the wrong place, but I'm letting it do its thing. Dog's got all tied up. Got the rope round you. There you go. So yeah, now the battle begins, I think. I plan to come up tomorrow and do some weeding. It really is a battle against how fast I can weed and how fast the annual weeds can put their growth on now, I think. But at least we should be safe for quite a lot of the stuff that's planted out now. It's had a good drink, it's well established, got its roots down, looking lovely. I'll see you the next time.